Yes.
Oh, man, yeah.
So we are now back in open session, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we approve the employment contract with Brian Cave with regards to Sub-Italian Vanguard lawsuit.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the contract with Brian Cave, Leighton Paisner, in associate for counsel in association with the Vanguard lawsuit. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Commissioner Bousman not present. Okay, thanks, John.
Hey, I'm gonna sign off. Have a good afternoon, guys.
Thanks, John. Hey,
thanks for everything. Did you get hung up?
No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm hung up on you.
Now you got it.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Thank you for joining us. We're a little bit behind schedule, and we apologize. I have to be out of here by 4, so we'll make it brief. How's that? Awesome. The reason that we called everybody together today is simply to discuss where the visitor center is headed, and to see if you folks have worked on a plan, what you're going to do here in a couple of years. Each year the commission has decided to not subsidize the visitor center, but give a place for the visitor center to live, and whoever is running the visitor center can do whatever else they're doing. At the moment, it's the Chamber of Commerce, which is great. But here within the next couple of years, the subsidizing will end. It's been going down $10,000 a year for the last 2 years and will continue to do so in the next 2 years. And but there's still a place to live for anybody that wants to run the visitor center. So, who's got the brilliant ideas? Tyler?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's more.
Mayor.
I think it's more of a Chamber of Commerce question. I mean, right now they're the current residents of the building, so
yeah, sure.
I don't think the town of Pinedale really can speak to that. So,
okay. So correct me if I'm wrong, but within the last couple of years, town of Pinedale expressed interest in doing that.
We need a town hall. I mean, it's interesting in the discussions that we've had is that a lot of our citizens would like to have us have a downtown presence. Our staff is very comfortable where they are. So we're looking at the options of renting. We looked at the option of possibly adding on to the current structure down there to give our staff more space. So we're in the market right now looking for some more space for our staff. We had the discussion that we could, you know, if the county of commissioners wanted for the town to step into that and run as a town hall and also as a county. And I specify county visitor center. That's something we could make work. But like I've said to many of you privately, and I've said to the chamber as well privately, is I do not want a building to come between our relationships. So
If
this building causes stress or tension between us and the chamber or us and the county commissioners, we're happy to rent a building in town and just go that route.
Sure. Well, the Chamber of Commerce, there are people right now, and unless they decide they don't want to do that anymore, they're the people that are going to continue to be doing it.
Right.
So, Jennifer, would you like to speak to that? Or?
I think I'll actually defer to my board.
Okay.
I know most of you. My name is Roy DeWitt.
You bet.
It's a board decision. We have discussed it privately. We're not trying to get in the middle of anything between the town and the county. We want what's best.
Yeah. Our agreement is with you guys.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's going to be unless you say we don't want to do this anymore or we can't afford to do this anymore. We just want to get together before all the funding runs out. In 2 years, because it's going to. It will continue to run long.
Yeah, so. And we discussed that as a board, and we're concerned with that as well.
Sure.
Jennifer converted it into a 501c3, so
right.
She can go fundraise and think it's great that you called this meeting and we'll figure out the best path forward. But it'll be a board decision. Josh, Chase, do you guys have any?
And I think we're happy to continue forward with the visitor's center.
Okay.
And explore funding needed to keep it running.
Okay. Excellent. You know, we want to make it. I know it's not going to be easy for you guys because the funding is drying up, but we would certainly be happy to provide a place for you to continue to live, and we just want to make sure that you'll be able to do that and you'll still be able to do what you're doing, and, even with the subsidies going away. So you certainly are our guys. I mean, our agreement is with you, so we're not going to kick you out and throw the town in.
Well, we'll continue our discussions with the town.
You know, some sort of, you know, I'm going to bring this up just because I can. Lodging tax money brought in $280,000 last year. And $10,000 is all you can put toward chamber?
Well, I mean, to that point, and Tyler's now on the commission and can speak to it, is I think, one, we have a contract for services with the Chamber of Commerce on the Visitor Center. The town code actually specifies where the travel and tourism money can be spent. And it's directed towards promotion and to events that bring heads into beds. So
what about Visitor Center?
Right now,
could you contribute to a visitor center?
We do contribute to a visitor center, actually.
Right.
I would argue we put $10,000 in from that budget already.
Right.
And we are promoting, I mean, the lodging tax is meant for promoting Pinedale.
Right.
You know, we've had conversations with the chamber. There's been several events that we've helped. So I think that's something that can be explored, but for the perspective of, and knowing the budget like I do from Jennifer shared with me, the fact that the Pinedale travel and tourism tax could then turn around and support the county visitor center, that the amount that they're spending is probably not acceptable. Just for one,
who is spending?
The current budget for the visitor center, based on the numbers that I was shown.
The visitor center or the Chamber of Commerce?
Visitor center. Which are upwards, I mean, Jennifer can correct me, are upwards of about $50,000. So that's much more than the travel and tourism would be much, I mean, the town of Pinedale would be comfortable spending.
I see Jennifer shaking her head. Would you like to
shake her head no, shake her head yes?
Say something?
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite $50,000. I think it's closer to $40,000, but yes.
I would disagree, but I mean, based on your utilities and accounting and wages and stuff like that, it's 40 to 50, but it's more than travel and tourism would be comfortable, or at least the town of Pinedale would be comfortable. And also, there is experience throughout the state of the state getting into certain lodging taxes, Casper for one, where they were spending a lot of money on visitor centers and not on the actual promotion of the local tourism economy, and so they almost lost their lodging tax because of that.
Gotcha.
And we also have, the other thing is that we already are spending some of that $280,000 on administration fees, so it's not merely that there's $280,000 going to National Geographic ads. There is admin fees, there are contract for services, we do give a lot for a lot of events that happen throughout
sure
the county.
Of that. Yeah.
And so if we were to take an additional $20,000, $30,000 out of that budget, you're going to have to pull back and figure out where that comes from.
Yeah.
And just at this point, I don't think our council is comfortable with that. I don't know if the commission is or not. But
okay. Well, I appreciate the candor on that. I mean, Tyler, do you have anything to add to that?
No. I mean, Matt sat on the Travel and Tourism Commission for quite some time, so he's, I would say, more of an expert on it than I am. I've just gotten back on the last couple months, excuse me. I think ultimately when it comes down to it, as you pointed out, your arrangements currently with the chamber, I don't feel like it's the town's responsibility to get in the middle of that unless I mean, I guess that is kind of why we're having the meeting today, to be fair.
Yeah, we want to make still, sure that that's not the case.
Okay, yeah. I don't think we should get in the middle of it, I guess, ultimately. Sure. You know, if it is something that we want to talk about and move forward with, I mean, we definitely can have some meetings on it, but I don't think there's anything been decided, obviously. So
I mean, in looking at the numbers, what we have done, you know, Jennifer was forthright in the chamber board, and like I said, we don't want to compromise the relationship there because I think we're better than we were in a very long time, is that, you know, we could probably increase the travel and tourism some, but when we were looking at the numbers on the cost of the visitor center, we were saying, okay, we could make this work if it became the new town hall, and some of the administrative fees like insurance and liability and utility that would come out of town administrative costs and not the travel and tourism. So even when we were looking at the possibility of the town of Pinedale moving into that building, we were still not shifting the entire burden onto the Travel and Tourism Commission, because philosophically we want that money to go to promoting the greater Pinedale area. Mm-hmm. So we could have like, oh, okay, we'll write it off that way, but that was never in our discussion. We looked at maybe increasing somewhat and then making it some administrative costs. So, mm-hmm. you know, if the town doesn't have another interest in it, that's, yeah.
Well, I think this is all good information to have out in the air, because there's lots of rumors flying around, right?
Right. Kill them.
So, Mr. Chairman, can I?
I would like your input. Yes, please.
I have a little different twist.
All right, go ahead.
I talked with the mayor several months ago in the middle of the summer. That's when the first meeting was proposed for August. I have watched the entire thing. I've gone from hut to where we are now, watching the chamber function. We built the visitor center. The chamber, you know, was going to run the visitor center, and then there was an issue with funding, and the county has subsidized. I mean, we own the building, we do the maintenance, we do that stuff. We subsidize the operation of that building, and a couple of years ago, the commission, you know, said we're going to reduce the funding every year. So I watch the chamber go around, and don't take this personal, Jennifer, but I watch the chamber go from place to place to place to try to put this thing together. And the funding is getting less, and you know, this year, you know, we were told we're going to reduce it $10,000 for the next however many years. Well, we get a budget request that comes in that's only $5,000 reduced. Everybody's mad. You know, what I would like, you know, and I have nothing to say. I don't get to vote here, and I'm not going to be here for very long. But, you know, I think it's really unfortunate that we have this facility. We have someone operating it to provide these visitor services or whatever the deal is. And we have to go through this match every year during funding time. Let's figure out what the funding is, how it's going to work, who are all the players, instead of having to go from place to place to place and hope that you get there. You know, I mean, you formed a 501c3 so that you could write grants, but, you know, is that successful? That's work. That's more bookkeeping. That's all of that, and maybe you get a $5,000 hit. I mean, those kinds of things. Get everybody around the table and figure out how to solve the problem. And that was when I made that suggestion to the commissioners. I said, you know, this is crazy. All of these people are going around the circle. We're hitting all these different places. And at the end of the day, we're really not satisfied with everything. We should be happy. We're not happy. So that's my two cents worth.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
For what it's worth.
What we're trying to do is find a way to help the chamber continue doing what they're doing, but also knowing that the funding is from the county is going away. So the building's still there. The rent you get off of the building is still there. That's in place. The utilities are still in place. Do we pay for the utilities?
No, do we fund?
You pay for the utilities. Okay. Well, you know, maybe that's something that can be talked about also. If the funding goes all the way away, maybe the county can take over the utilities as they're part of providing the building too. That's another thing that can be talked about. I mean, we're willing to help where we can too. We just ran into a budget crunch 2-3 years ago, as everybody knows, and we all had to start whacking where we could and what we had. So this is unfortunately is one of those things, and we hear it every budget season from everybody that's getting whacked. But we would like to help figure out a way for you guys to proceed forward. When I say you guys, I mean Chamber of Commerce. You guys are doing a great job. You provide a good service. You take good care of the building. It's wonderful to have you in there. So if you can continue to do that without the subsidies from the county, great, then we're in business. We're just trying to help you figure out a way to do that. Gentlemen, any other thoughts, comments?
None?
Okay. I'm glad that your relationship with the town and the Chamber of Commerce is better than it has been in the past, but it could still be better.
Yeah, there's always room.
Absolutely. Cool.
Well, I'd like to just mention, too, that we did build the wall so they could have another space to rent, which was out of our pocket.
Yeah, we built that.
I mean, we haven't cut you off or forgotten you.
Any thoughts from you folks? Any comments, directions to head? Or I realize you probably want to take it back to your boards and talk about it, and your councils talk about it, your travel and tourism board a little bit.
Yeah, and from travel and tourism, they've made their budget for the year, so just thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I know how that is, so maybe for the next budget. You might think about increasing that.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I won't say no. I won't say yes. Don't nod your head too fast on this one.
Yeah.
Really still. I mean, the crunch that you guys are facing, it's not as if the town council.
Oh, I know.
You're facing the same thing.
You're facing the same thing.
If you guys are having that struggle on your end, yeah. Which I would argue is the higher end, we're probably going to have the same kind of struggle moving forward.
Yeah.
If, like, hypothetically, we were to take over the county's role in that, then we're just stuck in the same boat that you guys are at with the chamber, and we don't want to drive that wedge between our relationship that we've currently built with them through the lodging tax.
Do you want us to be the bad guys, then?
No, we just don't want to be the bad guys for
you. Oh, okay.
Now you know how we feel with you.
Prior to the dance. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we built the building.
That's it. And it's a lovely building.
That's exactly right.
It is.
We did, and we built that building. I wasn't on the commission then, but when we built that building, the subsidy wasn't in place, and it wasn't ever planned to be in place. Just all of a sudden said, oh, we got a beautiful building. We can't afford to run it.
Yeah.
And that's how the subsidy came about.
For the record, and kind of as a rabbit trail as well, is we are currently staring down a $16 million possible filtration system on Fremont Lake or more.
Ooh, nice. So,
I assume we can get some state funding.
Nice,
From our perspective, I'll
be requoted after he's done.
USDA will help.
That sounds almost as good as a multi-million dollar communication system that's being built.
No, that one sounds better. We'll partner with you on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, we are.
Yeah.
So just for fun, Tyler, that's how we feel with the state. We got all their state livestock stuff dumped on us. Just shifting.
Understand your budget crunches.
Yeah.
I do. Nobody understands it better than us. So. Thank you.
And we respect yours as well.
So. Yeah, if there's anything that, if you have any epiphanies, anything that comes to mind.
If the board comes up with an idea, we're open ears. Bring it to us and we'll listen.
Gentlemen, anything further? Anything further from you, ladies and gentlemen? Ed, you were awful quiet.
I'm just letting it all sink in.
Yeah, good. All right, sounds good.
keep my name out of the paper.
Good idea. All right, thank you.
But Ed says nothing.
Yeah, and you can quote him on that. Okay, thank you.
Appreciate
thanks. We're going to adjourn our meeting.
Hey, Matt.
My fancy signing pen.
I'm trying to work in the way of the audience.
I
wouldn't
have That's mine.
That's the next one.
That's the next one.
I'm just gonna leave out your drawer when you leave.
I am. No, actually, I'm not. I'm just gonna leave it.
That's how I acquired mine. Just like that. I just keep adding to it.
You can throw my crap at me. I'm not even gonna go through it.
Easy.
Easy. It's a historic losing streak at this point, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
You gotta go back to like the 50s or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach Ross is gonna be the savior then.
Yeah.
I gotta run to work.
Because I gotta run to work.
I love it.
We could not foresee the fact that individual elected
officials of failure.
I'm leaving my career in your hands.
Yeah.
Let's see, it's number 5, isn't it? With file number 5.
Round for me.
File number 5.
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, it is. I know.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, boy. Am I going to be really disappointed? Oh,